I'm Jordan Klinger, an attorney at McIntyre Law. The decision to hire an attorney after you've been injured is important. The decision on who to hire is even more important. At McIntyre Law, we will settle a case if the offer to our client is fair. Partial justice is no justice at all. At McIntyre Law, we are committed to obtaining full justice for our clients. Contact McIntyre Law at 405-917-5200 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Paulie. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
All right. Every Monday throughout the NFL season, Paul Calvisi comes on the show. He's the Cardinals sideline reporter. P. Cal, how are you today, my friend? Busy day.
I'm doing better than my voice, gentlemen. So okay. Hopefully, you know, it's a sign of what this season did to all of us, right?
Yes. You know, I'll tell you, as a Cardinals fan, I feel like Cliff Kingsbury walked into the office with Michael Bidwell and they had like a stop and chat and they hugged it out and they decided to just go in separate ways, where I got to tell you, I'm a little bit more vengeful than that. I would have liked to have seen him yelled at, fired, and thrown out of the place. And so as a Cardinals fan, I feel like the firing, I kind of got gypped on it. He's gone. We got Cliff. He's gone. But I feel gypped as a Cardinals fan.
Hate
I know. I'm sorry. And I apologize. It's just how I feel. Do you think other Cardinals fans feel that way? The frustration and the anger?
So you want blood. You wanted vengeance. Is that what you're saying?
I wanted, yeah.
Or he wants a refund, Paul.
They stunk.
Here's what made that tough. As Michael Bidwell said himself, and I witnessed every single day, everyone in the building did. Cliff Kingsbury is arguably the hardest working coach in the league. So it's hard to do that to that sort of guy.
Now, really? We're going to believe that just because Michael Bidwell said it?
The hours he puts in, the hours he puts in were legendary. Now, obviously, it didn't result in the productivity. And, you know, you had things that just wouldn't go away, obviously. The self-inflicted errors, you know, we don't have to go through them. We all just witnessed it over a 17-game season, 13 losses. So, but yeah, in terms of screaming at him and so forth, just based on the work he put in, why it didn't work, that's the big question. Can you find the guy who will make it work?
All I know is if you're telling me he worked that hard and they still weren't good, maybe you should have tried to not work it at all, because it might have ended up the same way. It's got to be frustrating, but you're paying a lot of people to go away, a lot of money, and now you got to go find somebody new with potential cap hell. You know, I look at somebody like, you know, everybody talks about Sean Payton coming in or something like that. These guys want to come into an opportunity to win now, not later.
They want a quarterback. I think that's why Sean Payton left New Orleans when he did, obviously, with Drew Brees. So, do they believe in Kyler Murray? What is their plan for Kyler Murray, who regressed during this season? You could stop and start right there, guys, with why Cliff Kingsbury is no longer the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, because the $200 million-plus quarterback regressed badly. There was a stat in terms of deep throws. In 2021, accuracy, productivity, Kyler was number one in the analytics. When he got hurt this year, he was dead last in that category.
So he didn't throw the ball deep.
The downfield passing attack just evaporated this year.
Oh, whose fault is that? Is that the play caller in Cliff Kingsbury, or is it the player in Kyler Murray? Because I thought it would be the play call.
Yeah. Well, but if a lot of those balls aren't on the money, you have to drill a little deeper than that, Larry, and figure out, okay, is that on the quarterback, the footwork, the mechanics? Where's the accuracy? He had been leading the league in deep ball accuracy, but that really wasn't the case this year. He never synced with the receivers. Of course, he's missing D-Hop for the first six, and as soon as D-Hop comes back, Hollywood Brown is out. There were a lot of moving parts. It's tough to identify, but any coach that comes in is going to start with that quarterback. Do I have that guy? So you would think it makes it an attractive job. But in terms of Sean Payton, the Saints are going to need compensation. He has two more years left on his deal. You're probably going to have to part with a first and or second round pick. No. That's too rich for me.
Yeah, too rich for me, too. Paul Calvisi is joining us. Cardinals sideline reporter. You know, Chad and I were talking about it. Like, I'm not going to buy season tickets for the first time in many years. I just don't believe in this team. It doesn't mean I'm not a fan. It means I just don't believe in this team. And to be quite frank, You know, and you're the one that has to go and watch every single game. They're not entertaining. They lose all the time at home. And I'm not having fun on Sunday going to the game anymore.
And look, that's the task at hand. How do you restore the belief in the fan base? How do you get the Red Sea to get back on board? How do you recapture what you had 13 months ago when you started 10-2?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened when you lost five of your last six? What happened this season? Are you closer? You know, Michael Bidwell told the media, we're not as broken as everyone thinks.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They have weapons. I'll say I'm somewhere in between. They have weapons if they can somehow solidify the line of scrimmage. They obviously had issues on the O-line. They're lacking talent now on the D-line, minus J.J. Watt retiring and no edge rushers. They got to address that defensive front and rebuild the offensive line. If they do that, they have enough to compete, I do think. Now, where the 49ers compared to the... What you saw in the 49ers yesterday, guys, was a team that's not dependent on the quarterback.
Right,
now,
right.
Because the line of scrimmage is so dominant.
Yeah.
The run game is so dominant. They have so many dudes on defense. You don't need, you can win with the last player in the draft, a rookie seventh-round pick, Brock Purdy out of Gilbert.
Hall of Famer, baby!
All right, Paulie, we got to go. Thanks, man, for joining us.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!